भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 24, Text 7 through 10. We'll do 10 together. I'll read 7, 8, 9. Asidata kalpante. I'll read 7, 8, and 9. Asidata kalpante brahmo naimitikolaya samudro paplutas tatra. Lokabur adayonripa. O King Pariket, at the end of the past millennium, at the end of Brahma's day, because Lord Brahma sleeps during the night, annihilation took place, and the three worlds were covered by the water of the ocean. Kalainagata nidrasya datu shisha shishor balat. Datu shisha yishor bali. Mukato nirishtan medan hayagrivo antike harat. At the end of Brahma's day, when Brahma felt sleepy and desired to lie down, the Vedas were emanating from his mouth, and the great demon named Hayagriva stole the Vedic knowledge. Text 9. Yatvatad dhanavendrasya Hayagrivasya chestitam dadara sapari rupam bhagavan haryarishvaraha. Understanding the acts of the great demon, Hayagriva, the supreme personality of Godhead, Hari, who is full of all opulences, assumed the form of a fish and saved the Vedas by killing the demon. There's a one-sentence purport. Because everything was inundated by water, to save the Vedas, it was necessary for the Lord to assume the form of a fish. Text 10, we'll read together. Tatra Raja Rishi Kasmachin Namna Satyavrato Mahan Narayana Parotapat Tapasa Salila Shanaha Tatra Raja Rishikaschin Namna Satyavrato Mahan Narayana Parotapat Tapasa salila sanaha Tatra raja rishikaschin Namna satyavrato mahan Narayana parotapat Tapasa salila sanaha Tatra Raja Rishi Kaschin Namna Satyavrato Mahan Narayana Parabhyaktat Tapasalalila Sanaha Tatra Raja Rishi Kaschin Namna Satyavrato Mahan Narayana Parotapat Tapasa Salila Sanaha Tatra Raja Rishi Kaschin Namna Satyavrato Mahan Narayana Parotapat Tapasa Salila Sanaha तत्र राजा ऋषि कश्चन नम्ना सत्यव्रतो महान् नारायण परो तपात् तपसा सलिलासनः तत्र राजा ऋषि कश्चन नम्ना सत्यव्रतो महान् नारायण परो तपात् तपक्षा सलिलासना माताजी तत्र राजा ऋषि कश्चन नम्ना सत्यव्रतो महान् नारायण परो तपात् तपसा सलिलासनः तत्र राजा ऋषि कश्चन नम्ना सत्यव्रतो महान् नारायणो परो तपात् तपसा सलिलासनः तत्र राजा ऋषि कश्चन नम्ना सत्यव्रतो महान् नारायण परो तपात् तपसा सलिलासनः तत्र इन दैट कनेक्शन राजा ऋषि A king equally qualified is a great saintly person. Kaschit, someone, namna, by the name, Satyavrata, Satyavrata, Mahan, a great personality, Narayana Para, a great devotee of Lord Narayan, The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Atapat performed austerities. Tapa penances. Saha he. Salila asanaha only drinking water. Translation. During the Chakshusha Manvantara, there was a great king named Satyavrata, who was a great devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Satyavrata performed austerities by subsisting only on water. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Lord assumed one fish incarnation to save the Vedas at the beginning of the Swayambhuva Manvantara. And at the end of the Chakshusha Manvantara, the Lord again assumed the form of a fish just to favor the great king named Satyavrata. As there were two incarnations of Varaha, there were also two incarnations of fish. The Lord appeared as one fish incarnation to save the Vedas by killing Hayagriva, And he assumed the other fish incarnation to show favor to King Satyavrata. Tatra Raja Rishi Kaschin, Namno Satyavrata Mahan, Narayana Parotapat, Tapasa Salilasanaha. During the Chakshusha Manvantara, there was a great king named Satyavrata who was a great devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Satyavrata performed austerities by subsisting only on water. Om Jnana Timirandasya Kiranjana Shalakaya Chak Surun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance. My spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances to his lotus feet. So Krishna appears, Paritranaya Sarunam Vinashaya Chaduskritam. Yada Yada Hi Dharmasya Glanir Bhavati Bharata, Abhyutanam Adharmasya Tadatmanam Sajamyanam Aham. Whenever there is a rise of irreligion and a fall of religiosity, Krishna appears in order to save the devotees and to annihilate the demons. So the fish incarnation, Matsyavatar, came for two purposes. He annihilated the demon, and at the same time, he annihilated Hayagriva, and he assumed another incarnation to save his devotee, King Satyavrata. King Satyavrata was a Rajarishi. Rajarishi means he was a saintly king. Not like today, our leaders are all debauchees. Of course, as Hare Krishnas and as a 501c3 nonprofit organization, we don't get involved in politics. But from the philosophical point of view, our leaders in this world are not Rajarishis. They're not saintly kings. They perform no austerity and penance, and their goal is sense gratification. Therefore, none of them can be of any good. We elect one rascal or another rascal. This rascal is a little bit to the left, and the other rascal is a little bit more to the right. Both rascals, left rascals, right rascals, and center rascals, because they don't understand the idea of Narayana Paraksarve, Nakutaschena Bibhyati, Swarga Pavarga Narakechu, Api Tu Yarta Darshanam. Narayana Para, in this verse, the words Narayana Parotapat, that Satyavrata was such a great saintly king, he was performing great austerities and penances to please the Supreme Lord Hari. So much austerity that it's described here, he was only drinking water, subsisting on just drinking water. No food, no pakoras, no samosas, not even rice and dal. He only ate, only drank water and ate nothing. This is the life of the great saintly acharyas. They are as renounced as possible. Spiritual life means renunciation, austerities and penances. People think that I'll become very happy the more that I have sense gratification. But we personally experience, the other day we had some people at my apartment, and for some strange reason, they all brought gifts of food. So much food that the happiness went away and the misery came rolling in, along with me, who rolled out. By eating too much, by sleeping too much, by engaging in sense gratification, one becomes disgusted. One becomes full of anxieties and difficulties. Therefore, the Vedic principle is as renounced as possible. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his movement, what's that verse? Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. Shikshartam Eka Purusha Purana. Vairagya Vidya. That this movement, this Krishna consciousness means Vairagya Vidya. A life of austerity and penance. Occasionally you can have some pakoras. Sunday. Occasionally you can have one samosa. Even brahmacharis, you can't afford $1.50. That's like, what, 10 rupees? It's too much for you. But Krishna consciousness means Vairagya Vidya. Satyavrata was just drinking water. The great saintly persons, even our own Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Goswami Maharaj, Prabhupada, our Param Guru, your Param Guru, he was following the Chaturmasya. In our Vedic tradition, the gopis were following originally Chaturmasya in order to get Krishna as their husband. They were worshipping the goddess Katyayani, and their austerity was they were eating only Havishan once in a day. Havishan is a preparation of rice and mung beans fused together by boiling with no salt, no pepper, no turmeric, nothing. Rice and mung bean once in a day. And on the 15th day of Damodar, once starts the month of Damodar, you eat 15 bites of this Havishan. The second day, 14. Third day, 13. Fourth day, down to the 15th day, no bites. And then the 16th day, one bite. 17th day, two bites. Next, three bites. Till the end of Damodar, when the feast, the fast, is over. 4 months, ending in the month of Damodar. So great saintly persons, in years gone by, of course for us it's very difficult, but great saintly acharyas, they followed this Chaturmasya. So many rules and regulations. Not shaving, eating on the floor with your hands behind your back, and taking the bites off the floor. If you rise up off the floor, if you get a cramp in your leg, and you finished. Only as much as you can take. So, little impractical, but these are some of the great austerities that the predecessor acharyas followed. Of course, the six Goswamis. They were taking a little bit of milk or a pat of butter a day, not sleeping. Our own Srila Prabhupada called one of his sannyasis in his room. I forget the exact story, but he asked him to do something. What were you doing? I'm sleeping. Why were you sleeping? Because I was tired, Srila Prabhupada. Why are you tired? Prabhupada said. The devotee realized this is getting serious because I'm a conditioned soul. Why are you a conditioned soul? Ultimately, it came to the point because I want to be, because this is my desire. And Prabhupada said yes. Srila Prabhupada himself, one studies his actual life, Prabhupada took sometimes few hours of sleep in the night and got up at midnight to do his translations. Devotees were sound asleep, snoozing, ISKCON devotees. Prabhupada was up translating Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, for our advancement in spiritual life. Even in the end days of our Guru Maharaj, we witnessed he wasn't taking any foodstuffs for several months. And they had to force Srila Prabhupada to drink some fluids because of the condition. And Srila Prabhupada was the perfect yogi. Still at the very end of his life, he was translating Srimad Bhagavatam. You see the film we have. Jayadvaita Maharaj is holding the microphone or the dictaphone to Prabhupada's mouth, and Prabhupada is translating what became at the time 10.3 Bhagavatam, the third part of the 10th canto. Now I think it's all there in the 10.1, but in the old compilation, it was 10.3. Srila Prabhupada was managing this movement in August of 1977. Srila Prabhupada was externally suffering from dropsy, same as his father had, failure of the kidneys and liver. And Prabhupada went just few months, I think it was beginning of September, October, November, maybe 10, 12 weeks before Prabhupada departed. He went with a team of devotees to London from Vrindavan. Even there was great difficulty. Prabhupada had to undergo an operation. It was such a difficult time. Srila Prabhupada was there to give the devotees his association and to strengthen the devotees as a great saintly person. So this is our business to somehow or other perform penances and austerities, not falsely, but to minimize our engagement in this material world. Like the great saint Satyavrata, like our Srila Prabhupada. He minimized, and therefore he was so attractive to all of us. He wrote on anti-materialism in The Easy Journey to Other Planets. And he was the symbol of anti-materialism. And we were all young students who wanted to be anti-disestablishmentarianism. Isn't that the word? I think that's the word we used in those days. We were against the machine. We wanted to give up this material world, and Srila Prabhupada was the symbol. Unfortunately, I think the next decade became the decade of decadence or something. I think the 80s were the decade of sense gratification or something. But when Srila Prabhupada was pushing, especially during the early 70s, till his departure in 77, he was the symbol of renunciation. Therefore, like it says in this verse, Narayano, Narayana Parottapat, a great devotee of Lord Narayan, performing austerities and penances. Great austerities and penances. Narayana Parasarve Nakutaschana Bibhyati Swarga Pabarga Narakeshu api tu yarta darshinam. For us, we are also looking to become Narayana Para. That be willing to go anywhere and everywhere for preaching Krishna consciousness. Be willing to undertake any situation in order to spread the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in order to serve Srila Prabhupada. Temple president orders you, go to UCLA, go to USC, Narayana Paro, we'll go to hell. UCLA, USC, they're a kind of hell in themselves. No offense to all you great students out there and to the campuses themselves. We just had a program with Shastrakrit the other night at the Bhakti Club at the Religious Center at USC. Very nice. But devotee will go to the hellish planet, anywhere, in order to preach Krishna consciousness. Our Harinam party is going to Hollywood and Vine. Even I lived in Chicago, we had heard of the miseries and the hellish condition of Hollywood and Vine. Isn't it, Savas? You grew up in Chicago, you heard of Hollywood and Vine. Miserable place. And devotees are going there performing kirtan. Hollywood and what's the other cross street? Huh? Highland. Highland in Hollywood. That's a little less known. Or Venice Beach. When they want to show sense gratification in a video and people in the most debauched conditions, they take a video of Venice Beach. We go there for Harinam or for Rath Yatra Festival. We don't notice. We notice pakoras, curd steaks, chanting, Jagannath Swami. But people are actually going there for the hellish situation. So even we're going to the Venice Beach, Narayana Para, for spreading Krishna consciousness. Devotee is willing to go. Our austerity and penance is that we're willing to go. We submit to go anywhere for the pleasure of our spiritual master. We'll go to any situation. For 6 years, we went to the Burning Man. And let me tell you, that was not sensually fun. 114 degrees in the desert. So steaming hot. This is a true story. There were no insects. There were no plants. There were no animals of any sort living on what they call the playa, the desert. Even I took out my tent and I heard some bee from L.A. Finished. He lasted about 20 seconds. No life. It's true. Ask anyone who's gone. And devotees are going there to preach Krishna consciousness, to chant the Maha Mantra, to distribute prasadam in mass, and to give people the opportunity for chanting, dancing, and participating in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan mission. So this is our mission, and we call on the help of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by chanting his holy name, by chanting the names of Lord Krishna, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And even we call, we show, almost every time we go to yoga studios and interfaith events and crazy Burning Man events, we teach the people of Matsyavatar. We tell them, don't show the mudras that you do when someone cuts you off on the highway or angers you. We can't show the mudra in this temple room in front of the deities and saintly persons. But you do the mudra, the Matsya mudra. Maybe we can do it together. If you know, this is authorized mudra. I don't make these things up. 5,000 years old, isn't it? First it goes right over left. Do with me. Left over right. Matsya avatar. This is Matsya mudra. I have not concocted anything. In India, and even those who are great pujaris, before you offer any object of puja, isn't it? You perform Matsya mudra. Again, right over left, left over right, Matsya avatar. And this is calling. Matsya, help me. Matsya, 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 hey! Krishna, hey! Matsya avatar will help. So instead of showing their mudras, we have our mudra. And we sometimes tell people, we've tested, someone cuts you off and you give them the of course the driver can't do Matsya mudra. Has to be the passenger. You give them the Matsya mudra, they exit the next exit. Because they think this guy's really out there. He might have a gun. Also mantra. Instead of saying some expletive that we can't say here in front of saintly people and the deities of the Lord, one yells out, Hare Krishna. Sitaram, Jai Radhe, Hari Bol. They gave me one shot years ago. Actually, it was two shots. It was a cortisone injection. It was in my heel, but it was a big needle and it went all the way to the bone to give the cortisone. I was young, but I was devotee working O'Hare Airport with Nikotma and Company. And this was the only way they could put the cortisone in your feet to make the swelling go down because we were wearing bad shoes at the steel-enforced Sankirtan spot. Of course, we got better shoes, but we had to get some cortisone injection. And the doctor wasn't exactly sure because they put in the first needle and I did a sit-up and screamed out, Hari Bol! And then the second needle was even a louder Hari Bol. And he was a little confused, but he thought that's better than what most people say when they get this particular injection. They don't give you a painkiller. They just put the big needle in. So we have our mantra and we have our mudra. You can practice calling on Matsya is authorized. I mean, I chant Hare Krishna first, but that's more important. So this is our following of the great saintly persons. We practice austerities and penances by only eating Krishna prasadam and eating simply, if possible, and even sometimes, if we can, observing great fasts, especially the fast days on the Ekadasis and the appearance of incarnations of Krishna, and great devotees of the Lord, saintly acharyas, and by performing Narayana Paratapa, by performing austerities and penances, and preaching Krishna consciousness, our life becomes very simple and happy, and we can actually change this world. People want to change the world. They don't want a Tea Party president. They don't want someone who encourages violence and warfare. They want spirituality, and we have the great gift of being able to give them that to them. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.
Can you do much of it? Did I ever do that in class here? I did?
Not to me, but
huh?
Thank you.